I promise this will be short, so I really hope you do give it a listen. Two things. First, Revelation Unleashed isn't coming out this week, not because I didn't put some time into it. I probably put more time than I put into anyone yet. But as a result, the more good stuff I find, the harder it is to make it all fit together. And so I'm not going to release this product until I really am ready to stand behind it. It was fine. It worked. But it wasn't, well, it wasn't the Witch Queen of Sidon, and it wasn't Away with the Atheism, right? I mean, those were great stories, and they were told, I think, well enough that I wanted to hear them again. And I want to do that every time here, and especially these letters. They really have changed the way the show is working. Initially, it was like just me and the Revelation text, and I'll just kind of tell you what I think. And then the letters forced me to say, well, you know, I really don't understand these so well. I'm going to dig deeper. And now, I don't know, we've turned a corner. I listened to a podcast called Hardcore History. And if you go back and get his original ones, they're all about 15, 20 minutes long, and then they become 35, and then they become 55. And now he's doing five-hour podcasts. My goal is to never do that, but I'd like to get this thing. It's going to be an hour, I think, or close to it on a regular basis, but I want it to be good. I want it to be worth your time. I want it to flow start to finish, and that means it may not be every week. It may be, well, when it's ready. And then, well, one of the things you can do to help me make it ready, to help me work on this at the times that are most efficient to work on it, will be beginning to support me personally on Patreon. I've started a Patreon account. This is a way for you to donate money on a regular basis based on the number of podcasts that release. So if you think the podcast is worth $5, then you'll pay $5 every time it's released. If you think it's worth $20, you can do that. If you want to have your name be mentioned on it or advertise on it, you can do that there as well. But the important thing to distinguish here, this is really important, this is not a nonprofit 501c3. This is not Worldview Everlasting. Worldview Everlasting is an organization that I helped found, and it's near and dear to my heart. We make solid Christian free video content. We're going to continue to do that. We have a studio, which I can use, but it's not, you know, easy for me to use all the time, like whenever I feel like it. And ultimately, it probably shouldn't be used for my own personal stuff. And the same thing goes for, say, KFUO and its studios. Nor, just because I'm connected very closely to Worldview Everlasting, should I just take that money and buy myself a microphone and a soundboard for my little personal office at home to make podcasts with. That's not what that money's been given for, and that's not what it should be used for. Nor should I really use that platform to ask you to give me money just to say thank you for Revfisk Raw, right? So it's not that Worldview Everlasting and Revfisk Raw have nothing in common. They have me in common, and I am, for better or for worse, a personality that's associated with them. Although I will say this, Worldview Everlasting has the long-term goal of becoming way bigger than just me. Right now, we got at least three shows there, but one of those shows does still have my personality very much connected to it. But a long-term goal would be to get all of that to a point where you could maybe even remove me and have someone else, and it would still be Worldview Everlasting, right? It would still be what you're expecting in the content that you're going there for. Revfisk Raw is probably never going to do that. Revfisk Raw is named after me. I don't like naming it after me per se, but well, whatever. Raw is really the idea I'm getting at here, that it's hardcore, right? But it's never going to be passed on. And for that reason, you know, signing up to support Revfisk Raw is going to help me make the thing happen. It's also going to say, thank you, Jonathan, for the work that you're doing on this. I think that all that studying of Kyle and Dalich for the Gold Nuggets to bring out and make the story of Balaam maybe make sense for the first time in your life is something that's worth paying for. And by the way, I mean, it was the first time in my life that Balaam made sense. So that's why I say that. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe you had it all down already. But for me, it was like, wow, eye-opening. Love it. So anyhow, it's just important that you understand that Revfisk Raw is not Worldview Everlasting, nor will it be. It's a side project. And that by supporting it, you're deciding to support me and what I want to do with that side project and how I want to use those funds. You're giving to, at this point, a person who may eventually, I may form an LLC just to deal with taxes on this, but until I actually have funds, that doesn't make any sense either, right? So if you're a fan of what I do and you want to help, this is what it's for. And if you're not a fan of what I do, then why have you listened this far? No, but seriously, if you're not interested in supporting me, that's fine too. And by all means, keep listening. I'm never going to charge for this stuff because the real goal, and at the end of the day, is to get the word of God out in as many channels as possible. And Revfisk Raw is just one more.